Good morning, good evening, whatever time of day it is for you. Welcome back. My name is Nicole. I was up really early this morning. It's the December 23rd, the morning after the full moon. And I was up really early and decided to pull some tarot this morning. And I've been feeling really like jumbled in my head all morning. I had a really weird sleep, woke up quite a bit, and just was very not restful sleep, let's just say that. So as I'm pulling tarot, you know, I did a little meditation beforehand just to kind of get some clarity and got some messages, decided that I needed to pull some tarot. Again, with no real direction, so I was just calling in energy of just giving me what is the message that we all really need to know right now. And I was able to pull some really great cards. So I wanted to share those with you. I've got the Archer first. She's a beautiful woman. She holds a broad longbow poised in the act of release. The bow is of the Muir Heath design. The fletchings are of goose feather, taken from the right wing, and the arrowhead is flint. The archer's gaze is focused and steady as she looks beyond the arrow into the sky, holding the tension between the bow and the sinew bowstring with controlled and relaxed intent. She wears a simple amulet and appears serene and confident, yet full of purpose. By her side wait two great hunting dogs, messengers of the power she holds within herself. The bow's importance for most of early mankind, both as a tool for survival and for defense, cannot be underestimated. It is for this reason, perhaps, that it has also become a spiritual symbol, and that the drawing and releasing of an arrow is sometimes seen as a ritualistic practice in its own right. For many, the bow is a powerful link to our past, and the patience required to master it connects the archer with ancient life-or-death experience. The Celts placed written spells on their arrows, and the Sioux Indian medicine arrows were painted with geometric designs and held special ritual significance, so that from early times, the use of the bow took on a role in the harnessing and transmission of the will. Stringing the bow gives the wood a potential for the release of energy. Drawing the bow controls and harnesses that energy, and releasing the arrow with intent finally sends the archer's will through the air to its target. Just as spells and curses were loosed through the air by hunters and shamans, so we must ourselves tune into this ancient process and become archers with quivers full of ideas and desires, capable of forming and focusing our aim in the steady drawing of our will, and then loosing our creative and intellectual drive in a controlled and effective way. The key to a smooth and accurate release of the arrow is a steady and relaxed state, both physically and mentally. As hunters in the forest, we need patience and cunning, as well as an intimate knowledge of the wildwood, to move with stealth towards the quarry. Then, with a cool and deliberate aim, the arrow must be released, itself containing something of our will and our spirit on its flight towards its goal. The dawn of a new adventure, folded in the web of universal potential, waits for you to string the bow of your imagination and loose the arrows of creativity. This is a time to be bold and commit to the hunting of new life and a better relationship with the world, as well as the fulfillment of wholesome ambition. Take a moment to gather your tools and steady your state of mind. Take careful stock of what you want to achieve, why and how you'll go about it. Then harness your potential by filling your quiver with all the talents, knowledge, and cunning you possess, and string the bow of burning gold with the arrows of desire. Take a deep breath and be calm. It is time to let your soul take flight. The next card I pulled was the number 2, the Seer. By the way, the last card was the number 7 of the majors, and this one is the number 2 of the major cards. It's called the Seer. The Seer is wrapped in the owl's cloak of wisdom, decorated with totem animals of power and shamanic spirits. She stands before the world tree, drawing wisdom from the roots that are deeply embedded in the earth. Close around her are the symbols of the four elements that she mediates: the cup, staff, arrowhead, and stone. From the head of her staff hang the crane bag and a set of runes. She may be masked, and her face may only be glimpsed or seen in half light. Her voice may be hushed and she may speak in riddles, but if you listen, she can point you to a new, wiser beginnings. Placed at the heart of the wheel and the wildwood in the quadrant of water, the seer represents insight that is gained from the stillness and inwardness of the sojourn with the hooded man. She stands at the heart of the interpersonal universe and can mediate that knowledge and help to externalize this energy into power. Wisdom, or creative endeavor in the material world. The seer acts as an oracular mediator of the feminine intuitive and imaginative principle. But her mediation is based on grounded energy and skill. This is symbolized by her feathered cloak, which represents the flight of thought and intellect, matured and stabilized through her deep-rooted power, grounded in the memory of the conscious earth. The seer stands at the center both of the wheel and of the individual inner world, facing the shaman. She acts not only as a guide to the soul, but as a catalyst for the manifestation of creative and artistic work. Ideas may be filtered through the shadowy realm of dreams and trance-like states, but the inner archetypal mediator that forms these ideas into works of literature, song, or dance is the seer. It is she who inspires the emotional link to a book or piece of music, or brings a tear to the eye at the end of an emotional film or laughter at a funny story. With her inherent ability to balance emotion, intellect, and willpower, she spurs us to create change in our material world and is the skilled mediator of all the elemental forces found within the wildwood. She fosters the positive exercises of will manifested by emotion and commitment and resulting in outer material effect. This is one of the purest and most blessed forms of earth magic. The time has come to focus your power and let it flow through you. Many dreams or desires related to the creative emotional process are ready to be applied in your day-to-day life, and you must now give vent to those hidden or suppressed longings. This may also relate to healing, sexual relationships, or partnerships. Now, the manifestation of inner spiritual or esoteric insights into your practical and physical daily life will bring profound rewards and results. It is a sign of maturity. The seer also relates to creative impulses such as art, mechanical skills and crafts, and the joy of bringing pleasure and knowledge to others. The next card that came out was the Six of Vessels. It's the reunion card. The description is, a green mound is crowned by a grove of trees. In the face of the mound is an entrance framed with upright slabs of stone. Water gushes from the mouth of the mound and spreads out to form a pool of still water. On the water float six small vessels, each one filled with light. Two otters regard the scene. There may be affection and love in a situation that could take time to resolve. Recognition of ancestral and reincarnation memory. Polaric love between soulmates. An emotional union can reunion can sometimes refer to the mystical karmic cycles that brings lovers back through time, space, and lifetimes. The purpose of this soul reunion may be manifold, but it can be to complete unfinished business or to teach new lessons from old actions or wrong choices. It can also refer to the coming together of a band of comrades, tribal or clan members, or a brotherhood of loyal friends gathering for the acknowledgement of their shared bond. It may also refer to the reunion of the individual with their own true nature, in terms of a forgotten or rejected history or experience. By meditating on a past issue with new wisdom and insight and an acceptance of personal responsibility and forgiveness, reclamation may take place. A spiritual re-amalgamation of a facet of the individual's personality for the purposes of clearing and self-empowerment may be possible, and a healthy union in the soul the result. Reassurance is gained from a reunion of this nature, revealing whether the correct path was taken and your decisions were based on valid and honest instincts and motivations. So those were the first three I pulled. Typically when I pull, I ask for three, and then sometimes I'll ask for one more to just kind of give me a closure of the whole bit of knowledge that I'm being given access to. That card was the 11 card of the majors, the woodwork. A human hunter wearing a mountain lion mask holds a bloodied spear in one hand and the cup of giving, intoxication, and compassion in the other. From the crossbar of the spear shaft hangs an ivory statuette of the oldest anthropomorphic figure found in Europe, a lion-headed human thought to be 30,000 years old. A lynx sits at the figure's side, and an eagle swoops over his right shoulder in the background. Silbury Hill symbolizes the harvest aligned to the sunrise at Lammas. The summer sun rises behind the woodward, its rays painting the world gold. The classical tarot image of strength is a beautiful, mature woman controlling or holding a lion. The inherent balance of this image shows the calm beauty of patience and love, countering the unbridled emotions of anger and hate. The woodward, an ancient guardian of the wildwood, symbolizes the inner power that comes from facing fear and understanding the nature of darkness. The inner strength that comes from this awareness gives the individual the emotional body language and the humility that says, "I am not a victim. Treat me with respect. Do not mistake my passivity for weakness." Within the Wildwood Tarot, the woodward is a hunter whose prey is solutions to moments of crisis. He acts as an emotional backstop when fate or the destructive energy in a situation faces us with seemingly irrational or overwhelming disaster. When the individual is removed from a place of seeming security, they are stripped of the emotional baggage that holds them in a state of limbo. During this stripping away of illusory power, individuals find within themselves their true inner strength. A person who has learned from the experience of the journey around the wheel of the year gains vital wisdom about the nature of patience and resolution. However, neither of these qualities is enough on its own to give the spiritual hunter courage to forage in the wilderness again. A certain fierceness is needed. The hunter must be strong or cunning as the creature they are tracking, and as dedicated to their goal as the lioness is to protecting and feeding her cubs. This is not mindless, irrational aggression, but the tempered stoicism of a cool and resolute passion. The strength of the woodward is both a balance and a dichotomy between the energy of the hunter or the guardian and the grounded inspiration found within the ecstasy of drumming and war dancing. These energies honor the qualities that provide protection and inspiration. Through adversity or the process of rebalancing in life, we find courage within ourselves that flows from an unknown source. Sometimes that courage has to do with facing unavoidable truth or dealing with a person or problem that no amount of physical confrontation or emotional bravery will resolve. The woodward's strength, drawn from nature's inherent power to renew and overcome, is needed if we are to foresee what is to come and wait upon the turning of the seasons. Sometimes, when faced with a challenging situation, we must find our own inner backstop, the point from which we will not retreat, or from which we can move forward with quiet confidence. The wildwood ethos has much to teach humanity about calm, resolute strength. So those are my cards for the day. And honestly, I think they speak volumes. I actually pulled them in the dark. It was still very dark out. I was sitting on my porch. We just got a little bit of snow this overnight, and not a lot, but it was very quiet and calm and dark, and I had no idea what cards I was pulling. So to see them and to see the message they bring really is quite something. The woodward being the last card to be pulled really does kind of give me that final chill. And I think, honestly, these cards seem to be really one of the focuses, at least for me, lately, you know, picking my sights and being really resolute in my decisions, foreseeing things to come, making amends with the past as those triggers come in my life now, right? I get triggered today, right this moment, in any way that happens, you know, from a person, from a story I hear, from a conversation I have, you know, anything, right? Anything. A random memory that comes up that I don't know where it came from. What I do with that memory and how I process it, come to terms with it, see what I've grown since it actually happened, right? Or even since the last memory of it. I mean, there's lots of growth to be had there. And I mean, we're just falling upon this Cancer full moon, which the woodward really, for me, talks volumes to. the journey of healing and going through these transitions most damn definitely includes the darkness. And the Woodward is like the, you know, this strong, loving, empathetic, empowered, connected, resolute and committed, you know, person, this protector, you know, and very much is willing to go to the depths of darkness to protect his people, his animals, you know, his tribe, his boundaries, his, you know, Mother Gaia, everything, like, and also honors the process that one has to go through to grow and become something new. And at the same time is so heavily connected to himself, right? But also consciousness and Mother Gaia around him, her. So even more ability to gain that knowledge to grow and release through the darkness of the journey. I hope that some of these cards really resonated for you, as much for you as they did for me. I'm going to put some links to the Wildwood Tarot, my favorite tarot deck right now. Absolutely favorite. The cards are beautiful. It's by Mark Ryan and John Matthews, with pictures done by Will Worthington. And the pictures are, oh God, they're so good. The descriptions, the meanings, it's just, it's amazing. So I hope that you got something from this. I don't typically, or I don't know if I've ever pulled or been called to pull intuitively for a larger collective to receive. But by midway through reading these cards that I didn't even know I was pulling, you know, by second line of the seer, I was like, oh gosh, I need to be sharing this. This is not just for me. So I hope that those that need the message receive the message. I appreciate your support, and happy Cancer Moon. We are really, really setting foundations for the next 8 to 9 years, guys. So if you need support, it takes such courage to ask for help, and it takes even more to receive it once you've asked for it. So do that for yourself. Get yourself something for Christmas and ask for help. Reach out for support and guidance from your tribe, from a coach, from a therapist, from a doctor, from whomever you're called to. Listen to the energy that is around you. Listen to your intuition. You know, really give yourself time to pay attention to the world and to your thoughts and to how you're living in it. You have the power. Everything is your choice. I love you guys so, so much. And I feel your support and your care so much. I just want to thank you for letting me do what I do. Like, you're, you know, I was, okay, so I say that because I was recently able to put sponsorships on my podcast, and I've had great response from that. And people have reached out to me on my Facebook page, Thriving Life Health and Wellness, or on Instagram at Thriving Life Health Wellness. They'll reach out to me and want a session with me. And I've really changed a lot of things about my practice and how I put myself out there, because I don't want to be salesy. And so I do a lot of, you know, everything is mindset. And I share a lot of things that are just there to kind of get you to start thinking. And you are. People are starting to really start thinking about the way they live their life. And it's so exciting to see people reach out. People realize that they're ready to let go of this stuff that's not serving them anymore, that's holding them back, and to step into this new person. And the fact that I get to be a part of that is so thrilling. You know, we're getting to the end of the year, and I've looked over I think, you know, a lot of me this morning, that jumbled state of mind, I was recollecting a lot of things that I'd gone through. And you know, it's almost like I have memories like flooding through me of this year and things that have happened, how I felt about them then, how I feel about them now, and like seeing the progression and growth in 1 year. And I know you guys have that same thing going on. Or if you don't quite feel like you have, you're about to, because you're about to step into something really epic. And I am so excited. I can feel the energy just collectively growing so, so strong. And that is most definitely something that I myself, this next year, making that quote unquote, you know, resolution to be better about, is the ownership of my energetic output and my energetic abilities. You know, I am very proud of the fact that I can channel energy and messages from, you know, the ethos, from the cosmic collective. I don't know where they come from. I've never had a name. I've never had, you know, maybe if I sit with that and ask them further and get some more details. But I, you know, very interesting relationship with energy that it's around me, and it very much is there for me and gives me knowledge. And sometimes I don't even know what that knowledge is. I'm just speaking it. So own the things about you. That's what I'm saying, though, is, you know, that's something I've never really publicly owned. And I'm doing that now. I'm owning that because it's a gift and I love it. And it helps people in my practice every damn day. So find that thing that you're scared of. You know, everybody's got that one last thing about themselves that they feel like is a weird hippy-dippy, hooey-gooey, you know, woo-woo, weirdo thing. But fucking own that, because that's why you're here, right? Like, we're here to be that crazy, weird, unique, off-the-wall, freak flag flying, you know, mismatching, woke, humble, grateful, and compassionate human beings. So allow yourself that. Thanks for listening to my rant today, and I hope you guys got something from my tarot pool. Happy Cancer Moon. I love you all.